my books, Grandma and Grandpa. The world is aging, even in literature. Grandparents are suddenly everywhere. In my recently started novel, a very lively, exceptionally resolute grandmother is already haunting through it. Unfortunately, the grandpa was eaten by a polar bear. Has it always been this way? Or are sprightly grandparents a relatively new phenomenon in the literary landscape? One sits in the apple tree and has a knack for fighting tigers. The other one sits on the Alp and actually likes no one but his granddaughter. Whether it's Christine Nöstlinger's Omama or Spiri's Alpöhi, grandparents are omnipresent in children's literature and they often come in pairs. There's nothing new about that. Johanna Spiri's Heidi is already 145 years old. Nöstlinger's Omama in the Apple Tree was published in 1965. The latter has a lively female counterpart, and the Alpöhi has two more grandmas in tow. One is Geisen Peters, and the other one, of course, Clara's grandmother. Generally, they appear old, gentle, wise, occasionally a bit daring, and always there for their grandchildren. They have white hair, often wear glasses, and frequently act as replacements for absent parents. But is that still contemporary? Today's grandmas, from my experience, prefer blonde highlighted hair, are still in the midst of their careers, love their grandchildren dearly, but have limited time for them due to various obligations. Moreover, they often live in a different place than their grandchildren and are not uncommonly divorced from grandpa for a long time. Grandpas, on the other hand, don't constantly go fishing with their grandsons or repair chicken coops, but they may live with their new partner on Ibiza and see their beloved grandchildren only at Christmas, giving overly expensive iPads to them and tickets to Taylor Swift concerts, which they then attend together. The fact that grandparents from children's literature have made it into the adult world, think only of Alina Bransky's Der Zopf meiner Großmutter, or look forward to True the Tiger's upcoming Und Großvater atmete mit den Wellen in March, is not entirely new but still noteworthy. There seems to be a great longing here for a generation that is not always or no longer available, whether in the hope of a perspective for what is to come or as a retrospective on what was or could have been. And here I am now, with a new grandmother figure in my head, wondering from which corner of my unconscious she comes. What story do I want to tell myself? It's not a lovingly patting grandmother figure that suddenly haunts through the novel. This one is rough, cynical, sometimes malicious but still loving, sometimes honest, sometimes deceitful, and far from what Johanna Spiri once placed in my head as a grandmother figure. So why this character? Am I going to be like this in 30 years? Or is she a counterdraft to the woman I might become? Fortunately, I remember that as an author, I shouldn't confuse my characters with myself, and that it might be worth getting to know this woman better, because one always encounters oneself in others, even if this other is only invented. I'm already looking forward to my 77-year-old self anyway.